coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
And that was Golden Glenn, the official announcer of The Home Defense Show, and I'm your host, Skip Coriel, author of 22 books, Marine Corps veteran, founder of the Second Amendment March, proud father of seven, grandfather to 19 and counting. And as a special bonus, I'm also madly in love with my own wife. My priorities in life are God, family, and country in that order, and I hereby promise to never compromise in my convictions. I may go broke, but I'll never go woke. Folks, we got a great show for you today. First, we'll speak with Rob Miller, co-owner of Centershot Indoor Gun Range. Then we'll be speaking with Gordon Summer from the great state of Utah in our ShootingClasses.com self-defense report, where we get some expert advice on the details of self-defense. But before we get too far into the show, let's thank our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association, ShootingClasses.com, and Centershot Indoor Gun Range. Spring is in full swing here in the great and frozen white north. 2 days ago, we had snow. Now we have rain. Crazy, crazy world that we live in. The weather's crazy. Politics are crazy. The culture is crazy. But I have the assurance that God is in control and he's not crazy. So that's a good thing. All right, what do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about guns. I don't want to talk about politics or, you know, how everything's all screwed up. I want to talk about guns. You know why? Because we're going to need guns. You know, with everything that's going on, we need guns. I want everybody who's honest and law-abiding, has some decency, some character, some integrity, I want you to carry a gun for personal defense. I might need you to have a gun. Why? Because, hey, I'm a 66-year-old man. I'm getting long in the tooth. I don't move as fast as I used to. I'm not as strong as I used to be. I might need you to save my sorry butt. So, I want you to carry a gun. First, I want you to get trained. Then go out and pick out a gun. This is a subject of debate in the gun world for, like, decades. People have been saying, what is the best gun for self-defense? And it's not that simple. There are so many things that go into that because it's a very personal choice. It's intimate. The gun that you carry is special. It is specific to the person who carries it. And the gun is only as effective as the person who's carrying it. You know, you've got two choices. You've got revolvers or semi-automatics. About 20% of the people will choose revolvers. 80% will choose semi-autos. I don't care which one you choose. I really, really don't. I just want you to be effective with whatever gun you choose, and I want you to have it on you every waking minute of your life. And when you're sleeping, I want it in the gun safe right next to your bed and arm's reach away. That's all I care about. What's the most important gun in the world? What's the best gun in the world? The gun you have on your person when someone's trying to kill you. It could be 22 long rifle. It could be 45 semi-auto. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter so much as having the gun. The number one rule to a gunfight is bring a gun. And you know what? Be honest. Most of you violate that rule every day of your life. Most of you, you get your concealed pistol license and then you never carry a gun, or you very rarely carry a gun. It's too dangerous out there. You need to be carrying every moment of the day, especially if you go outside the house. You go out the house, you ought to have your gun. I just saw a quote from J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit just this morning. It said, it's real simple. It's a dangerous business going out your door. I thought, wow, how did he know? It is a dangerous business going out your door. It's just really bizarre the way that it's gotten. So you go outside your door, man, you better have your gun. It could be a 22 long rifle. It could be 22 Magnum. Could be 40, 9mm. Are some better than others? Yeah, in my opinion. But what's the worst thing to do? The worst thing is to go outside your door without your gun. 22 long rifle. Any rimfire, does it have a higher failure rate? Yeah. Yeah, about one out of every 200 to 500 rounds. Actually, a study I saw just this morning, it varies between 1 out of 200 rounds and 1 out of 1,500 rounds, depending on what kind of rimfire you get. If you carry a 22 long rifle or a 22 Magnum, get good match grade ammo, good expensive ammo, and you're going to have a much lower failure rate. If you carry 22, you really ought to get Magnums. You get higher velocity, you get better penetration, you get more tissue damage. Just do that. And, you know, you say, well, why would anyone want to carry a 22? Well, you know, a lot of people don't have a choice. They can't handle the recoil. They're lousy shots with a 38 special or a 9mm. They just can't handle it. And there are advantages to 22 ammunition. They're much more accurate because of the reduced recoil. They're lighter. I shoot a 22 much more accurately than I do the higher calibers. And almost everyone does. Okay? That's just the way that it is. So, I had this guy out on the range once. And he was shooting a 45 semi-auto, 1911. Beautiful gun. I believe it was a Kimber. It was about a $1,500 gun. This guy couldn't hit a house if he was standing in it. And that's an accurate gun. Really accurate. And he's shooting. And at 20 feet, he's shooting down at silhouettes. He's shooting below the guy's legs, right? And I spent 3 hours with the guy trying to break him of recoil anticipation. Couldn't do it. And I kept saying to him, you know, maybe you want to come down in caliber, you know, lessen the recoil so you're not anticipating the recoil so much. And he just kept poo-pooing me, right? I could tell he was hearing what I was saying, but he didn't want to hear what I was saying. Finally, after 3 hours, you know, I told him again, maybe you want to go to a 9mm. And he just stared at me, and I could tell he was losing patience with me. And I just said, you're not going to do anything I say, are you? And he says, nope. I said, you're not going to change from that 45 down to a 9, are you? He says, nope. I've been carrying this 45 my whole life, and I'm going to die carrying this 45. And I didn't say this out loud, but to myself, I thought, you know what? If you shoot like that, you just might die carrying that 45. Folks, it's less important how big the bullet is and more important where you put the bullet. A 22 to the head is a dead bad guy. A 45 to the head is a dead bad guy. One just makes a bigger mess. That's what we're talking about here, okay? Especially you women. A lot of women cannot handle the higher calibers. Some of the weaker men with, you know, weak hands or arthritis or carpal tunnel. You shoot the gun that you're most accurate with the highest round count, with the least amount of recoil, that you're willing to carry every single day of your life. That is the wise choice. I don't care what gun you get, but get a good gun, a good high-quality gun that you're willing to carry every single day of your life, and practice. Become. If you carry a 22, be really good at headshots. That's all I got to say about that. All right. Well, hey, you guys write me and tell me what you think. You can email me at skip@homedefenseshow.com. All right, folks, if you want to learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones, then you need to check out our sponsor, United States Concealed Carry Association. Just go to uscca.com and see how they can help you protect and defend the ones you love. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Coming up next, we'll be interviewing Rob Miller, co-owner of Centershot Indoor Gun Range. Then we'll be speaking with Gordon Klemmer from the great state of Utah in our shootingclasses.com self-defense report. In the meantime, God bless and stay safe. We will be right back.
Some say his face is painfully ugly, and I agree. But who cares? This is radio. Welcome back to the Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
And that was a beautiful and sultry voice of Golden Glenn, the official announcer of the Home Defense Show. Okay, listeners, before we get too far into the show, don't forget to check out our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association, ShootingClasses.com, and CenterShot Indoor Gun Range for all your training and equipment needs. And speaking of CenterShot Indoor Gun Range, now I'd like to welcome a friend of mine to the show. He's one of the owners of CenterShot Indoor Gun Range, Rob Miller. Rob, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Thank you, Skip, and thanks for partnering with us. We've enjoyed working with you.
We have been partnering for a long, long time, haven't we?
We have, yes. Little piece of history before we started CenterShot to share with your listeners. We took our classes from you, Skip, and they were good classes then. They are now.
How long ago was that? That was...
That had to have been probably 2011, 2012, someplace in there.
Yeah. Well, I think even before that, I think we knew each other. Do you remember the first time that we met? We met during the Second Amendment March. Oh, yeah. That was way back in either 2009 or 2010. I was forming the Second Amendment March where we were going to have a rally at the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. And part of the plan was to have Second Amendment town hall rallies in many states as we could. And we ended up having Second Amendment town hall rallies in about 36 states. Most of them, we even marched on the state capitals as well. But you and your dad were the very first people to come forward and say, yeah, I'll help you put on a Second Amendment town hall meeting. And I believe we did it right there in somewhere in Door Township. Do you recall all of that?
I do. That was North Door Hall, right in the downtown North Door. We had NRA representative there and you there. And yes, I do remember that now.
Downtown North Door. There is a downtown at North Door? I didn't realize that.
There's a hall, a hall, a bar, party store, and there used to be a church.
I remember that night because, man, I was just nervous as a frog in a blender because I'd never really done that before, and I'd never done any type of public speaking, anything like that. But I remember being really fired up because Obama had just become president, and he had sworn to take away all of our gun rights. So we took it pretty seriously, but, it seems we had – somewhere around 100 people at that first rally. And that was the kickoff right there in downtown North Door. But we went on to march on Washington, D.C., and now we march every single year at the state capitol in Lansing. So it was a good start, and I thank you for that, Rob.
You betcha. And there's zero regrets for helping launch that. Very proud to be a part of it.
Now, Rob, you are one of the co-owners of CenterShot Indoor Gun Range over by Door. It's a great facility, but I've got to ask you, why in the world would someone want to go through all that trouble to build and plan and create a state-of-the-art indoor gun range? What's the history there?
Really, that's a simple answer. The bottom line is, it was the era when President Obama was in place and the attacks on our Second Amendment were ramping up, much like they are here again today. And what we're fighting all the time is ignorance. The reason we built CenterShot was to educate, to defeat the ignorance. That was our goal from the very beginning. So that was what we centered around. And we wanted some place to go, not necessarily for the gun enthusiasts to go in there. Even though gun enthusiasts are definitely welcome, that's not the case. But we really saw the market missing the people that really didn't understand it. And we wanted to build that facility that you could come into not knowing one end of a gun from the other and feel comfortable and go out of there learning. Because we believe then, we believe today, the more people actually educate themselves, more understand about what's going on, the more support we're going to have for the industry. So we ended up and got a couple of buddies together that knew nothing about retail or firearms, to be honest with you. We grew up with them, but beyond that, none of us had ever been inside of an indoor range. And we pulled resources, got a bank to back us up, and started digging a hole in a pickle field out here in Salem Township, just west of Door. And that was 10 years ago, 10 and a half years ago. And I'm proud to say we're still there, and we've educated a lot of people.
This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. We're speaking with Rob Miller, co-owner of CenterShot Indoor Gun Range. in the middle of a pickle field. I like that. I really do like that. You know, some people in the city, they don't even know what a pickle field is, or they think, well, pickles come from jars, right? But it's conveniently located, 142nd Avenue off US 131, south of Grand Rapids. So it's really not a bad location. But I love going to Centershot Indoor Gun Range, primarily because of the people there. You have put together just an awesome team, all of your workers there. It's not like a, you know, really busy establishment where everybody's rushed and harried. It's more like you go there and you're visiting family members. It's like a family there at Centershot. How did you do that?
Well, first of where we're located, we're in the center of everywhere. We're dead center between Holland, Kalamazoo, and Grand Rapids, and we're about 7 miles off of 31, M6, or 131. So it's actually a relaxing drive for many people once they realize that, and it's not a hustle bustle. But to put this together, what we did, again, we reached out to friends, and we reached out to people passionate about exactly what we were after, educating the community and promoting the Second Amendment. And with that, our staff largely has come through the ranks from stocking shelves to managing the store. Got military. Our manager is military. I'm Amanda Winters. Our range manager, Rich, he too is military. So we've been able to put together people that want to put people first, not necessarily profit first, and I've been very happy with what they've accomplished over there.
Well, and it feels that way too. I love the way you guys treat military veterans there. Why are you so friendly to military veterans there at Centershot?
In our point of view, there's not a better class of people in this great United States here. I myself did not serve in the military, but both my dad and my brother have, and my nephew is right now. And we fully recognize without the military and without the sacrifice, America would not be what it is today. And it's a small token of appreciation, but one of the things we do offer military all the time is a 10% discount off of mark prices. Yeah. Again, we couldn't be prouder of our military and what they stand for.
Yeah, and I certainly appreciate that. I mean, being a Marine Corps veteran, there are fewer and fewer young people going into the military right now for various reasons. I had a class just this last Saturday. I had 60 people in the class, and I always ask, you know, who did time in the military? And there was one person out of 60 who were military veterans. And so that's kind of sad, but it's so important to be in the military and to train and to serve. And military veterans, it's like they have a little better understanding of our republic and freedom, why it's so important to be free and to be trained and to be armed. So I certainly appreciate the way you guys deal with military veterans there, Rob.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. We're out of time for this segment, but stay tuned because we've got more great stuff. Coming up next, we'll continue our conversation with Rob Miller, co-owner of Centershot Indoor Gun Range. During the break, hop on your computer and go to centershotgunrange.com and see how cool it is. Then do 50 quick push-ups and grab some ice-cold water. We will be right back.
Avoid danger, save lives, and keep your loved ones safe. If this sounds good to you, you sound good to me. And I'd like to help you do those things. Avoid danger, save lives, and keep your loved ones safe. If you're looking for more excitement in your life, we have nothing to offer you. But if you are a thoughtful, responsible, nonviolent man or woman, we'd love to teach you what to do if something crazy happens. More importantly, we'd like to teach you what not to do. We currently have over 500,000 members. They are doctors and single moms and firemen and grandmothers and veterans and Democrats and Republicans and members of every faith. But the one thing they all have in common is that they know exactly what to do if something crazy happens. When you're with one of our members, you are safe. Our members know how to de-escalate situations. They know how to calm things down. We are the United States Concealed Carry Association. See what we're all about at usconcealedcarry.com.
Discover the little-known backstory of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association at usconcealedcarry.com.
The mere sound of his voice makes women swoon and men storm the gates of hell. Welcome back to the Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel, and now let's continue our conversation with Rob Miller, co-owner of CenterShot Indoor Gun Range. All right, Rob, I just want to take 30 seconds here, and I want to talk about your dad, Ron Miller. He is a character, and I love going to CenterShot Indoor Gun Range, if for no other reason, to see your dad. He, you know, everyone calls him OT, you know, for old timer. He's a military veteran, and he always gives me all kinds of crap about being in the Marines. But I know that he's joking, well, kind of joking. You know, he was in the Navy, I was in the Marines. But I just love your dad, and I would just want to give a shout-out to him. Ron, thank you for your service, and thank you for being a good friend.
Thank you, Faskett. Let me remind you of something my dad did to you at the advanced CPL training that we took from you before Center Shot. The shooting you had set up with the barriers in the back, and it was his turn to come through and clear the bad guy. Him grabbing a walnut and taking a bite out of it, skipping it up in the air, clearing the area with a hand grenade.
Yes. Well, he's a combat vet. That's one of the things combat vets do. He's got a good heart. So fantastic. All right. There's a sign on your door, and I love reading that sign. It says something about guns are not the problem. What does that sign say, and what does it mean to you?
The problem are the people. The problem is removing religion from the forefront of what people believe in. The problem is not the material you put in your hand or the device that is used to do whatever you're going to do. The problem comes from what's in people's hearts and souls and how they're raised, what they believe in. And we believe that with all of our heart and soul. We really do. Other than that, the firearm, that's a tool. That's all that is.
Yeah, and I love that. And I get so many comments. I'll send people over to Center Shot, and they'll comment about that sign. Because there's been a couple of generations that have grown up who aren't really being taught what a constitutional republic is or why the Second Amendment is important, why it needs to be there. So thank you guys for that as well.
You are welcome. We are happy to do it. The indoctrination that seems to be going on in the school system right now is really, really troubling. I will tell you, Center Shot's starting to see schools bring children out to us for classes. We've had that with some schools here from the west of us, and very happy to see what's potentially coming down the pipe that way.
Yeah, and I've noticed there's been a big move in houses of worship, too. A lot of churches are starting to arm themselves and to get trained. And from talking with your people there, Amanda and Rich and Austin and everybody, you've got more church groups coming into Center Shot, don't you?
We do. And I really hang my hat, and thanks to Chris Kettler, our training managers, for this, too. He's really expanded our training program, reaching out to security groups and the church group in itself. It's impressive, the level of training that they're doing and awareness that they're having. And, you know, nobody's looking for trouble, and nobody expects it when it shows up. But shame on those that don't anticipate it and do what they can to be ready for it if it does come to them. So I really take my hat off to the church groups and to our training, all of our staff. Marcia was on there, too, as managers, and there's 7 or 8 part-time, too, in there. But yeah, being aware and getting the training is really, really important, and we're seeing a lot of church groups come in, and we're happy to be a part of that.
This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show, and we're speaking with Rob Miller from Center Shot Indoor Gun Range. Rob, what about the future of Center Shot? What do you have coming down the pike here? What are your plans? What's your vision?
We really want to stay focused on the training. That's what we started with, and that's where our focus is. I mean, beyond there, as far as the store goes, bulk ammo supplier, being a place the community can come to and be comfortable, get their free cup of coffee, get the training, and just have a good time. I mean, that's been our focus from day one. It really still is. We want to be the place people come to have fun, not to be intimidated and scared.
A thought just came to me while you were talking. I think you guys should get a pickle barrel and stick it right there in the middle of the store there with stools around it with a checkerboard, because I'll go in there and I'll see old timers just sitting around having a cup of coffee, and they're just talking. They come there and they shoot, but then they just sit there and they just talk. It's a different atmosphere. You go to some of the other indoor gun ranges, there's this hustle and bustle, and it's like, okay, this feels like the big city. And, you know, I feel rushed, and I don't really like that. But you go to Center Shot, it's totally different. I don't know if you guys have created that on purpose or if it's organic and it just kind of happened, but I certainly appreciate it. I go there and I don't feel rushed. I slow down, and it's like you can walk up to anybody that's in the store there and just strike up a conversation. And within 5 minutes, it's like, hey, I got a new friend. I love that, Rob.
But thank you for that. Just to expound on that a little bit, the biggest group is usually Wednesday mornings. They're all veterans, and you're more than welcome to swing on by. We're opened up at 10, but they somehow get in there a little bit before that, and the coffee's going to some snacks. Come on in.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Tell us about some of the things that you do there, because I know you have a lot of events that you guys do, some special and some like every week.
I'm going to start with an all-star youth event that we do that's free to the public. And actually, we partner with an all-star comfort solutions and HVAC company. And they run us a couple of times a year. Food is supplied. Firearms are supplied. 22 ammunition is supplied. And it's training. I believe it's about an hour of training, then an hour and a half on the range. That's really something. I mean, it's outreach, again, to all-star comfort solutions for underwriting this. But it's an opportunity to get the youth in there. Some of the training classes we do, I mean, we start right out at the first shots, new shooter. We don't just offer the CPL and the advanced CPL. We try hard to reach out to the people that honestly have no idea. I mean, we've got classes that don't involve firearms. We've got NRA home firearm safety. The idea is to make our community as safe as we possibly can and to help make people's lives as safe as they can. On the league end, Rich runs the leagues for us there. We've got Action Pistol League running right now. We're coming into summer, so our leagues will probably show up. But if I neglect mention this here, Marsha will have my hide. Every third Thursday, we do ladies' night. 8 lanes side is shut down to ladies only. That's really been a fun event, and it's a good time to come on in and shoot with the ladies, if you will.
And I think that's important, Rob, because women are the fastest growing demographic in the firearms industry. And basically 52% of the population, they are female. And I'm overjoyed when I have women come into my class. I also appreciate the way you're starting out with this next generation, the way you have kids come in, because that's where Second Amendment community has dropped the ball a little bit. We stopped teaching our own kids how to use guns and the importance of guns and freedom and gun safety and all of that stuff. And we let the media turn guns into this evil talisman that it's not. So education, you told me at the beginning, it's all about education, and you are true to your word. That's exactly what you're doing. Rob, we're almost out of time here. What would you like people to do to find out about Center Shot?
The easiest way to find out about Center Shot is through the website there, centershotgunrange.com. What we'd love you to do is stop out and just visit with us. We're located, like I say, just west of Door. Stop on out and see us. One of the things we didn't talk about, we do a try it before you buy it, and this is the education deal. Every firearm we've got, or 99% of the firearms we've got, you're allowed to try before you buy. And if you do take time to come out, we really don't care if you spend $10 or $10,000. What we care of is that you have a good experience and you leave out of there smiling, because we know that'll bring you back. If we're unfortunate someday that you get yourself in a situation, hopefully the training that you receive makes you come out a winner.
All right, Rob, thank you very much for being on the Home Defense Show today. And thank you for creating Center Shot in the first place. It's an awesome thing and a very positive thing in my life. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Coming up next, we'll have our self-defense report with Gordon Klemmer of the great state of Utah, brought to you by ShootingClasses.com. During the break, go ahead and check out our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association at USCCA.com, Center Shot Indoor Gun Range at CenterShotGunRange.com, and shootingclasses.com. After that, go ahead and pump out 50 sit-ups, but try not to hurt yourself. And always remember, a healthy, fit person fights better and is harder to kill. God bless and stay safe. We will be right back.
Firearms training should be easy. Instructors can focus on teaching and not worry about all the complex paperwork and management behind the scenes. Just pull the trigger and let us do the administrative work. Welcome to shootingclasses.com.
At Centershot Gun Range, we are passionate about training. Don't know where to start? We offer a one-hour new shooter seminar to introduce you to the world of firearms and help you find training opportunities specific to you. Concealed carry, home defense, firearm safety, AR-15, private one-on-one training, custom training, or maybe you're on a security team looking to protect your church or business. We even offer weekday morning and evening classes. Centershot Gun Range has you covered. Start your journey at centershotgunrange.com.
Firearms training should be easy. Instructors can focus on teaching and not worry about all the complex paperwork and management behind the scenes. Just pull the trigger and let us do the administrative work. Welcome to shootingclasses.com.
He's no Einstein, but he can read and write and feed himself just like a big boy. Welcome back to the Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
And that was a beautiful and sultry voice of Golden Glenn, the official announcer of the Home Defense Show, and I'm your host, Skip Coriel. Don't forget to check out our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association, ShootingClasses.com, and Centershot Indoor Gun Range for all your training and equipment needs. And now it's time for our weekly self-defense report, sponsored by ShootingClasses.com. And today we're speaking with firearms instructor Gordon Klemmer from the great state of Utah. Gordon, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Thank you, Skip. Good to be here.
Gordon, just give us like a 30-second synopsis of your credentials, who you are, and what you're all about, Gordon.
Well, I spent over 30 years in law enforcement, worked as an FTO, range master, use of force instructor, all the typical things, and spent 10 years at the academy teaching advanced officer tactics. My last few years, I spent as an investigator for our civil liabilities, handling all of our deputy-involved shootings. So like a lot of people in California, as soon as I retired, I ran away from the state as quickly as possible, and Southern Utah is where I landed.
Well, I can't say as I blame you on that one, Gordon. All right, the crime that we're going to be analyzing today, it says, parents of boy bank robbers, dubbed as Little Rascals, turned them in. The three bank robbery suspects, dubbed as the Little Rascals, are now in custody, according to FBI Houston. The trio made headlines when authorities shared on social media that they were wanted for allegedly robbing a Wells Fargo bank on the North Freeway and West Road in Greens Point area. The FBI said they are 16, 12, and 11 years old. The age of the younger two, that's unusual for a bank robbery, Mike Snyder, retired juvenile district court judge, told ABC 13. It's one of the first times I've seen that. Basically, they went in there and they passed a note to the teller, threatening note, said they had a weapon, and the teller believed them, handed over some money, and then they walked out of there. And then later on, their parents found out and turned them in. What are your initial thoughts about this, Gordon?
Well, first off, kudos to the parents for stepping up. A lot of times when you see the issues, especially with younger criminals, I know that up in the northern part of our state, a few months back, we had a gentleman who was murdered, and it turned out to be two 15-year-old suspects that had committed that murder. So it speaks a lot towards the parents that they're willing to step up. But on the same token, where did they fail and allow their kids to reach the point where they're out robbing banks in their free time?
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I would be totally shocked if I logged into social media and found out that my 12-year-old had just robbed a bank. But I think you're right. I'm noticing that criminals, even violent criminals, they're getting younger and younger and younger. What are you seeing out there?
I've been seeing that trend as well. Back in the day, they talked about gangs would typically use younger members to commit crimes, especially more serious crimes, or to hold their weapons, because they knew if they did get caught, then the punishment would be less on them than if it was somebody that was 18 or 19 in the gang. Now I really start to look, you know, if you've ever sat or read any of Colonel Dave Grossman's books or sat through his presentation, I was fortunate enough to sit and listen to him several years back. And I remember at the time, he was talking quite a bit about video games and the violence in them. And this was before they got seriously violent. You know, this was before Grand Theft Auto and some of these others had come out. And I remembered at the time thinking, I'm not too sure there's a correlation between that. And now looking back, I think he was spot on. I think when you look at how the youth are brought up and what they're exposed to, whether it be video games, lyrics in certain rap music or whatever it may be, I think it lends itself to leading them down a path of violence, especially if they don't have any guidance or support method within the family.
Yeah, this is Skip Coyle, and you're listening to the Self-Defense Report, sponsored by ShootingClasses.com, as we discuss self-defense with Gordon Klemmer from the great state of Utah. Gordon, I hear what you're saying. You mentioned Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. I'm a fan of his. In fact, he's on our show next week, so listeners can look forward to him. The guy is always, always awesome. And his books on combat and on killing, another one, Why Are We Teaching Our Kids to Kill, is about what you were just talking about. It just amazes me. And it seems like these kids, it's like they're growing up way too fast. They don't have enough supervision, and they're totally desensitized to violence in almost every form. What is the fix? What do you think the fix is for that?
Well, I think the first thing we need to look at is the family and the family unit. When there's a breakdown there and these kids are out on the streets, you know, that homicide that I referenced here in Utah, this is occurring at 1:30, 2 in the morning, and two 15-year-olds set out looking for this guy specifically and targeted him over an argument that they'd had earlier in the day. So where are the parents allowing a 15-year-old to be out at that time to begin with?
Yeah.
I remember back, LAPD had a shooting several years ago that involved, I believe, a 13 or a 14-year-old that was in a stolen vehicle. They went in pursuit, vehicle crashed, tried to run over one of the officers, and the officer opened fire on the vehicle and ended up killing the driver, but it turned out to be a minor, and the community was up in arms. Well, that officer had no clue who was driving the vehicle. All he knew is that they had run from the police. He was trying to run him over, and he was shooting to stop the threat, as they're trained to do. Yet the community's outrage was towards the officer, not towards the suspect and the suspect's family that ultimately created the situation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a social problem. Law enforcement is kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You're the first responder. You're the ones who see the problems happening first, but you're not the ones who can solve the problem. Basically, law enforcement, they're mitigating the amount of damage that happens from all of these social problems and all the unrest, lack of parenting, everything that you've mentioned. You guys are just trying to, you're plugging your finger in the dam, the hole in the dam, until the bigger problems can be solved.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times we've responded to some sort of family problem that was going on, and they're sitting there telling us what the issues are, and they expect us to come up with a resolution in 10 minutes for a situation that's been going on for over 10 years. That's not how it works. We're very limited in our tools to begin with, and we can't fix a problem that has been festering within that family for over a decade within a 10 or 15 minute period of time. That's not what it's designed to do.
It's difficult, but I have a feeling that it's here for a long, long time, because if it takes 50 years for a problem to get this far, you're not going to solve it by passing a law or with some quick fix. It's got, you mentioned the community and the family. It's like, church, community, family, law enforcement all have to work together. Your legislature, everyone has to work together and got to be on the same page. And it seems like nobody is on the same page these days.
No, everybody seems to want to go and point fingers, and one side of the aisle is not willing to sit down and talk rationally with the other side. You'll have incidents involving gun violence, and you've got a portion of the political base that automatically jumps at the gun. Well, there's plenty of gun laws in effect. Let's go back to the 15-year-olds that committed this murder. They could not legally have that gun. So how many more laws did you want to pass in order for them not to commit this crime? You know, maybe we should just pass a law that says you can't kill people. Maybe that would help.
Wow. There's one of those out there?
You know, I'd have to look it up.
Okay. I know the laws are changing every day, aren't they, Gordon?
They are.
Gordon, hey, you've done a great job on your analysis. You make a lot of really good points. I agree with you. And I want to thank you for being on the Home Defense Show today. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, Skip, I appreciate it and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Where can people go on the internet to check out your training?
Our website is patriothotspots.us.
Okay, folks, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show, and that about wraps it up for this week's show. I've had a good time, and I hope you have too. Please don't forget to thank our sponsors, Center Shot Indoor Gun Range at centershotgunrange.com, shootingclasses.com to help you find the right trainer for your needs, and the United States Concealed Carry Association. For all your self-defense needs, go to uscca.com. Oh yeah, before I forget, I've written 20-plus books, and they're all available on amazon.com in paperback, ebook, and audiobook. This week, check out one of my nonfiction books. It's titled Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. I think you'll like it. Please join us again next week for all your home defense needs. In the meantime, God bless and stay safe.
Thank you for joining us this week on The Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!